Hare Krishna. Cultivate a tender heart, but cover it with a thick skin. The process of bhakti is about purifying our heart, about softening our heart, about making our heart receptive to the subtle and sweet reciprocation of love with Krishna. Now, this tenderness of heart is actually a great virtue in the spiritual path. But at the same time, the very nature of this world is that whatever we do, there will be people who will criticize us. And especially when we practice spiritual life, there will be people who will criticize us. Sometimes there will be materialistic people who will criticize us. Sometimes there will be other spiritual people whose conception of spirituality differs from ours who will criticize us. So, if we only have a tender heart, then others people's criticism will hurt us too much. And we will become wounded. While we live in this world, we need a tender heart for practicing bhakti, but we also need a thick skin. A thick skin means, it means the capacity to withstand criticism. The word, the idea of a thick skin was in the past when people would be punished, they would be lashed with whips. And if the people had thick skin, they would not feel the pain so much. So like the word thick skin has now come to mean that even if we get verbal lashes from others, we don't get disturbed by that. So Krishna, in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, talks about the qualities of those who are very dear to him. So he talks about the same thing in the 13th chapter also. And in both places, the theme is mana pamana yo tulya stulyo mitrari pakshayo. He says that mana apamana tulyo, that in honor and dishonor, one is equal. And when one meets enemies, one meets friends, one is equal. So the idea is that when we are criticized, if we become too sensitive, if we know that something is important, something is to be done, but if somebody criticizes and so we give it up, then that thick skin, then that not having that thick skin will become an obstacle in our spiritual path. But if we have that thick skin, that means we focus on connecting with Krishna. We offer our tender heart to him, but we don't let the world's judgments dishearten us. We don't let the world's criticisms depress us. We cover our tender heart with a thick skin. No matter how many verbal lashes we get from the world, we keep marching onwards towards Krishna. It is this determination that has been exhibited by saints throughout history. The saints who are cherished as great saints now, if we look at their lives, they were not acknowledged, universally acclaimed as saints during their times. They were vilified. They were sometimes tortured. So most of us don't have to be physically tortured, but most of us will have to face some amount of verbal torture. And by learning from the examples and learning from scripture that one who is able to tolerate distress, such a person dear criticism, man apman, honor dishonor, one who can tolerate criticism, such a person endears oneself to Krishna, we can cultivate this essential combination of a tender heart and a thick skin. Thank you. Hare Krishna.